Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Boomer Bunker Primetime. This is episode 188, and I am Boomer Bob, and bringing in Mike 1 and 2, John Domingo and the Duchess.
Good evening.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Today's a weird day. I was telling Duchess before we got in here that I just, my ADHD is kicked in and I can't focus on anything. And I'm not sure what that's all about.
It's been a weird day.
Is it the after effects of that beverage you had Monday?
No, but I'll tell you what, I'm not drinking any more of those fucking things. That thing gave me chest pains until about 2 o'clock in the morning. I guess I can't drink those energy drinks anymore. I guess that's, you know what else I can't drink? I can't drink green tea. Gives me the jitters.
It's a lot of caffeine.
Well, have you tried just taking EGCG, which is basically green tea extract?
No, I have not tried that. I'm a little afraid to go through that. I hate that feeling, that whole, it's jittery. Just like, yeah, it's anxiety riddled. How do you say it?
Riddled.
Riddled. Okay.
With a D, not riddled. Riddled. Anyway.
If I could start this off, I because that kind of made me, one of the things I have, it's actually a palate cleanser, but let's start it off with this. See what you think about this. This is right up my alley.
What's a word you pronounced incorrectly one time and it still haunts you to this?
The Air and Space Museum. I grew up in South Jersey around a lot of old white people who are originally from Philly, and they kind of all talk like this. If you've ever seen that show about the mayor starring Kate Winslet, that's kind of the idea. I exaggerated because that's how it sounds in my mind. It was the bane of my existence as a child. So every time I heard it said, it was the Air and Space Museum. I always assumed there was a gentleman whose last name was Aaron, and he was instrumental in founding that space center. I didn't fucking know. So I wrote it down, and I said it once in college. And everybody was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I said, what? You don't know about the Air and Space Museum? And they said, it's the Air and Space Museum, you piney fuck. I foolishly made a TikTok about this over a year ago. So now, whenever I meet people, they go, did you ever make it to the Air and Space Museum, you dumb fuck? So, the more you know, it's not the Air and Space Museum, it is Air and Space. Years of speech therapy, hundreds of dollars, all in vain.
hundreds of dollars.
Hey, that fucking hat, though.
I love this guy. He is so funny.
The thing is that that's how I talk.
That's how you talk. I don't talk like that.
I would spend hundreds of dollars to get rid of this fucking South Jersey accent.
Trying to make an AI Domingo today, and I couldn't bring myself to spend the hundreds of fucking dollars that they want for the damn subscription bullshit. And I really don't need another thing to look after to cancel in 30 days or whatever. So I just gave up on it. But I'm telling you, I pulled a clip from you talking for about a minute at the beginning of last episode, and it nailed you. It was very impressive.
Well, it's funny you say that, Bob, because now we have AI Bob. And AI Bob.
Does it stutter?
Well, you tell me. Here we go.
Hey, Bunker Dwellers, I'm AI Boomer Bob. The real Boomer Bob is too hip and cool to beg for money, but I'm not. Would you like to toss some shekels into the tip cup to support our show? You can do it three ways. You can subscribe on Rumble, send us some Rumble bucks, or join us on Locals. You get your first month free. If you do, just go to boomerbunker.locals.com/support/promo/bunker. It's just $5 a month. Domingo, the Duchess, and I would really appreciate it.
Aww.
Now, you know I would have done that.
Yeah, but it's better than
I brought it up last show. I think you talked over me during it. It's no big deal, but I was like, yeah, boomerbunker.locals.com or whatever it is, you know? So, but
you don't understand, Bob. Now I have control.
But do you?
Do I? Hold on. Reason that I have this idea is that my old co-host on Rubberneckers and my editor for Rubberneckers, Edward, he started his new show and I canceled. It's like Edward.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So
play along, John.
He had his show and I canceled, and he has a bunch of AI. And today I'm listening to it, and I was a part of the show, me and Jody. It was a Brokeback Mountain thing. So I have it here. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
If I say no, are you? You're still gonna press
playing it anyway.
I'm gonna tell you this time, Jack fucking Twist, and I ain't fooling. What I don't know, all them things that I don't know could get you killed if I come to know them. I ain't joking.
Yeah, we'll try this one, and I'll say it just once.
Go ahead.
Tell you what, we could have had a good life together, fucking real good life, had us a place of our own. But you didn't want it, Jamingo, so what we got now is Brokeback Mountain. Everything's built on that. That's all we got, boy, fucking all. So I hope you know that if you don't, never know the rest.
God damn it.
You count the damn few times that we have been together in nearly 20 years, measure the short fucking leash you keep me on, and then you ask me about Mexico, and you tell me you'll kill me for needing something I don't hardly never get. You got no idea how bad it gets. And I'm not you. I can't make it on a couple of high-altitude fucks once or twice a year. You are too much for me, Jamingo, you son of a horse and bitch. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Hey, why can't I get some of that sweet man love?
Then why don't you? Why don't you let me be, huh? It's because of you that I'm like this. I'm nothing. I'm nowhere. Get the fuck off me.
It's all right. It's all right. Damn you, Jamingo.
I just can't stand this anymore, Jack.
I want you two to fuck the speech impediment out of me.
Oh, stop.
That, but the, the whole, you know, reverb thing screwed it for me. Sorry.
You know what? It was Edward did the reverb because it was supposed to be
like a dream sequence or something.
Dream sequence, yes. So then I had to make AI Bob have... I had to take and crowbar you into that.
Oh.
So but I have that. And then
stuck in a well.
Yeah. I have that and I have this on the board.
Hey, why can't I get some of that sweet man love?
I tell you, Bob, it really does nail your voice.
I don't think it does.
You don't?
Hey, why can't I get some of that sweet man love?
All right. You're right.
Well, it doesn't do emotion.
Yeah, it doesn't do the thing at the end. But Mike Pellerito and Dean got together, and they came up with this amazing song parody that I might as well get it out of the way.
Just rip the Band-Aid off.
I'm going to tell you right now, what I got to do is I think I got to mute Kate's microphone through this because I don't know if she'll be able to shut up. See what we can probably do here. Here we go.
Tongue punch my fart box. Tongue punch my fart box. Tongue punch my fart box.
Oh, stop!
He palmed my breasts, his thumb flicking over my nipple. Cried out, and he buried himself in me with a mighty stroke. Tongue punch my fart box. Tongue punch my fart box. He made me come. Tongue punch my fart box. Tongue punch my fart box. Give me your cream. Fuck me.
Good job.
Outstanding, Mike. I swear to God. JM Synthetic.
Mike,
says,
I hate you, but it's so funny.
He says, I can get behind this.
Maybe if you slowed it down a little bit.
Kevin says, you nasty motherfuckers.
Well, someone loved it. What is it? Dean, holy fucking shit.
Oh, it was amazing. Oh, here you go.
Nick says, this show shouldn't be free. See, that's shit you put in locals.
That's the stuff I should put in locals. Well, you know what? How can I?
That's right. Well, we haven't done anything yet. No.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty amazing. So I've been sitting on that for 2 days. I didn't want to tell anybody about it, and I just wanted to be able to come in here play. But I've listened to it like 25 times. It's my favorite song. 25 times. I gotta tell you, whenever I can't find anything, instead of what's the thing that we normally fish? Instead of we do this. Nope. From now on, when I can't find anything, I need a little music in the background.
I just hope you don't find that.
Jeez. Just kidding. Okay.
No, do not play it again. Dean's like, play it again. No, we don't get replays, man. One and done. That's all you get. No.
Alrighty. I don't want to get into this the hard stuff at first. Because it's like, it's a bummer. I want to try to keep things up, you know, kind of light and something to be, we can play around with, and it's not as heavy as the news really is. So I got this. I thought this was pretty funny.
Okay, who's ready to have a baby?
That would be me. Please get this thing out of me.
We actually have a new system that will relieve your pain while in labor by transferring the pain to the father, if you're up for that.
Oh. Yeah, okay, fine. Just get it over with.
Okay, we'll start off with 20% going to the father then.
Okay, that's a little better. Whew.
Wow, I'm not feeling anything. Turn it up to 40, Doc. Okay, 140. Wow, I like this system. I don't feel anything. Oh, excuse me. Hey, what's up, man?
Dude, I feel like I'm passing a kidney stone the size of a watermelon right now.
Dude, you need to get that checked. Turn it up to 60, Doc.
Oh, it's getting worse!
Oh, dude, it's getting what? Turn it to 100, Doc.
No, nothing? Crickets?
It was cute.
Me up. It's the crickets.
Chirp. No.
All righty.
There we go. There's the cricket. Oh, they all can't be home runs, folks.
I don't know.
It was fine.
All right, Bob, I see you got something. Want me to bring this up for you, buddy?
Sure. I kind of laughed at this. So apparently this is a Ring camera of some sort. Somebody's trying to gank a package. I'm sure this is fake, but it's funny.
It'd be funnier if they fell off the steps.
That's hard times for those orange barrels.
Or it goes out in the road and somebody hits it with a car.
I'm
trying to punch it up, you know what I mean? Punch the fart box.
It's a slow week for fucking news that's not that. You know what I mean? That same shit everybody else is talking about.
Right. Hold on. Whoops. Wait a minute. Hold on. That wasn't supposed to be there. All right. Let me get to another story.
All right. Jason says, I think we owe it to the audience to play the AI Kennedy love story at least once a show.
Once a show?
No one needs to hear that.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees.
Where is it? Hold on, let me find it. Where did I put it?
Oh, good, it's gone.
You would think, but no. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking in the wrong place. Hang on. Well, let's restart that just for a second.
No.
Where did it go? Did I have to turn it off? Damn it. I hate that shit.
I love this song.
Can't even find it. It's completely off. I can't find my board. Where's my board?
I don't know.
Where is it? Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, here we go. All right, Bobs, let's start over again.
Oh, do I have to hit a button?
Yeah, you hit first. You go first off.
And I began to slide into him from behind.
He palmed my breasts, his thumb flicking over my nipple. I cried out and he buried himself in me with a mighty stroke. He pulled out a few times, the muscles.
Damn it. I don't know when it ends. It needs a little boop or something in there that only we can hear.
I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated.
Of his back flexing beneath my hands, and then he slammed back into me again and again. And when that lightning once more filled my veins, My head, when I gasped out his name, his own release found him.
He got on top and slowly inserted himself into me. Eventually, I felt a mix of pleasure with the pain.
He plunged his face between my legs, driving into me with tongue and teeth and fingers until I begged him to stop. No, it was a growl.
I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life. Then I want you inside of me.
I had no choice. He made me come. But then I pleaded for more.
Jesus.
Fuck me.
He smiled. All right, that's enough.
What elementary school was this book at?
I don't know, but holy mackerel.
All right, all y'all need to take a cold shower. Just calm yourself down, please. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, cigarette and a glass of wine. Oh, there you go.
Jesus. Did you see Nick?
No.
He says, I'm so moist right now.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough. Let's get into it. So Twitter's a dumpster fire right now, as far as I'm concerned.
I opened it up today and was like, there's nothing on here other than the same topic. That's it.
Yeah. They're all talking about what's going on. And surprisingly so. The images that are coming out of Israel right now over what happened Saturday night are horrific. One, worse than the other. And Ben Shapiro is not holding back. He's showing video. I haven't heard him do an ad read in 3 days. He is just letting everybody know what these animals did. And that's all you can say. What they did to another human being. And I'm talking about children, babies, women. They are just animals. So I was thinking about it today, and you know, I feel bad for the people that are in the Gaza Strip that don't want any of this, that don't believe in any of this, that don't want this to happen, because they're getting bombarded by Israel. And Israel's like, you know what? They're hiding behind people. They're hiding behind their own people. And that, to me, that is even worse. That's worse than what they hiding behind your own people, hiding behind innocence. That's such a cowardly act. And do I have it here? Yeah, here it is. So basically, this is what it is. You got Israel, they're protecting their citizenship, and Hamas, which is they're using their citizens as a human shield. And I can't. The horrific images that are coming out of there are just stunning. I there's no words for them. But what amazes me is the support that I get. They're supporting Palestine. I guess they're not supporting Hamas, but they're supporting Palestine. So how can you do that? Bob, I don't know what you're saying, Bob. I missed everything. I know what you're saying. Let's cut this out later. Oh, take it down. Gotcha. I didn't put it up.
I know. I did. It's private chat, so it goes to both.
I know. You know me. I can't. I get
no. You're busy. I didn't even think you were managing comments. I figured, I don't have access to it. So
I wasn't.
Right.
Sorry. There we go. I didn't have any.
Women's.
Sorry.
Well, what did I see? Today, something about Black Lives Matter has come out and like supporting Palestine, and it's like, and everybody's like, "Oh, how dare they?" And it's like, "Oh, you mean a terrorist organization supports terrorism?" Oh, wow.
Well, listen, you know me, I'm no fan of the Black Lives Matter organization, but I think what they're saying is they are supportive of the Palestine innocent people that are going to be killed through this war. And I understand it. I mean, Israel's pissed. They cut off the electricity. Israel was supplying them free electricity and free water. And they cut it. They're like, fuck these people. And they cut off the electricity and they cut off the water. And, you can live without electricity, but you can't live without water. And then what about the hospitals that are there? that depend on the electricity. They're not letting any kind of fuel go in, so they're basically trying to starve them out. Now, here's the thing. I don't understand. I don't know enough to know enough. But they're telling Israel's telling the people of Palestine, the innocents, to go south and get out of there. You know what Egypt did? Egypt shut the border down and said, fuck this. You ain't coming into our country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't want them.
Like 2 million, I think, on the Gaza Strip area. Yeah. Or there was.
They don't want them. Jordan don't. Nobody wants the Palestinian people.
No.
I was like, holy cow. So, I don't know enough. I'm ignorant to this whole situation. But we have the worst press secretary in the entire world. She's there today, and they were asking her about the people that are in Congress. The squad, you got your Rashida Tlaib, your Ilhan Omar, your Ayanna Presley, them.
What is the president's message to members of Congress who seem to be equating the Hamas terror attack with actions that were previously taken by Israel?
Look, here's the thing, and which congressional members?
Well, there have been some members of Congress who have called for a ceasefire, and they have not gone as far as backing the administration's call for support for Israel.
So look, I've seen some of those statements this weekend, and we're going to continue to be very clear. We believe they're wrong. We believe they're repugnant, and we believe they're disgraceful. Our condemnation belongs squarely with terrorists who have brutally murdered, raped, kidnapped hundreds of Israelis. There can be no equivocation about that. There are not two sides here. There are not two sides. President Biden has been clear on where he has stood. You heard from him directly today. You heard from him also on Saturday on this. There's been multiple statements from this president, and he's taking action to provide additional support to ensure that Israel has what they need to defend themselves.
So I'm shocked. That's actually a very lucid statement from the Muppet-headed.
We've been actively giving Israel between $10 and $11 million a day for like a fucking decade, just in support and money.
I understand that. And then the other thing is that we've also been giving the Palestinians money. I swear to God,
you
it's
saw
just
the
like
meme
a big
that I shared in our group chat. I mean, you know, they had. You know, all the missiles up here and all the other missiles over here. And it said U.S. taxpayer dollars and U.S. taxpayer dollars. It's just.
Right. And then you find out that the sanctions in Iran for oil, the oil sanctions, the Biden administration lifted them. So Iran has been sending all kinds of oil to China. Mm-hmm. And making all this money, and they're taking that money and they're using it to do this. And they've been planning this for months.
Yeah.
Months for sure. They've been planning this. So then so Israel's about the size of New Jersey. And the Gaza Strip is about the size of where I live in New Jersey. And it's like maybe 10 or 15. It's not even 10 miles wide and 20 or 30 miles long. So they can't sit there and find out what's going on over there. They don't see rockets coming in. They don't see any of this. Now, I'm sure what they did was they had these fighters train somewhere else and then come in and do this. But I don't know. It's just how can a person do what these people have done to other human beings? I don't understand. I mean, I can't.
Because they don't see the Israelis as human, and they're essentially executing. They're executing them and essentially wiping them out. Like, it's not, they're wiping out children, they're wiping out women, they're wiping out the elderly. They don't want any Israelis, period. So they're not considered human or anything like that. Like, they don't, it's a disassociation. It has to be.
Yeah.
And they're trained that way. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's right, Bob, you want me to bring that up for you?
Yeah, I just, you know, for, like a visual references, I took a of my television, and on the left you have Israel. Size is 8,522 square miles, population 9.2 to 9.7 million. And on the right, you have New Jersey, close to the same size and close to the same population. So just to put it into perspective of what, you know, what the battleground kind of, you know, looks like. And it's insane. I don't understand how these two factions have ever lived so close to each other. And it, you know, when you look at Israel, I mean, Israel's surrounded by people that fucking hate Israel. So that's got to be kind of difficult in itself.
Well, so the thing right now for me is the three no's. They'll no recognition, no, there's three no's that they're using. I can't remember the three no's now.
I know what you're talking about. It was in the video the other day that you showed.
Yeah. So this is never going to solve itself until they completely stop it. And here, I honestly believe this is the way that we're going to get drug into a war. I believe this is how we get drug into a war with Iran. They've been dying to do this. Trump wouldn't let them do it. You're 2 years into the Biden, and now you're going into year three. If Trump gets back in, it won't happen. They got to go now. Like we have time for this. We have time to go in and have a war.
Or money.
And fucking Ukraine's like, hey. Wait a minute.
Well, now, you know, Biden's trying to push through $100 million all at once for Ukraine. Just to get it over with.
Right. Mike says billion. No peace, no recognition, and no negotiation. Yeah, that's exactly what it is with Israel. No. So I have this video here.
So somebody said, Nick, used to be involved in counterterrorism. How would you describe what's going on in the Middle East right now? Well, in technical military terms, Hamas is engaged in effing around, and the IDF is about to make sure that they find out, which will inevitably cause the UN and a bunch of countries that aren't currently being attacked by Hamas to tell everyone to calm down. The problem is, with terrorists, if the calming down takes place before the finding out takes place, they continue to F around because there's no consequence for it. So what really needs to happen now is that the IDF needs to make sure that the terrorists in Hamas find out. And I mean find out in a way that will prevent them from ever effing around again. And that's a special kind of finding out that I really hope Israel makes good on.
Yep. Unfortunately, they're going to have to go in and do some damage. I heard that they have 300,000 troops amassed at the border.
Well, they're calling 300,000 reservists.
Right.
So I just can't imagine 300,000 troops marching into New Jersey and I mean,
or marching into like Newark, because that's going to be kind of the scale of it.
So, yeah.
But it's also, you know, imagine, you know, Newark's been rubbleized, because that's what it looks like over there.
Well, the other thing is too, that this isn't going to be easy. When you get into an urban environment war like this, there's going to be horrific casualties on both sides. On both sides. Kevin says it. I don't know. I'd be surprised if we have World War III. Again, I think that Iran, to be honest with you, I think that they already have their nuclear weapon and they're itching to use it. Mm-hmm. And they want to do it now.
They've been talking about them having plutonium.
Right. We've been giving them. Yeah, we've been giving them the money and the ability to enrich it. When Trump came in, they were at like 3 or 4%. They're at like 67% now. So they're not stopping. And you know something? If I was them, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either, because once they become once they have a nuclear weapon, then that's a whole different ballgame.
It elevates them to another level,
right?
For sure. And Kevin, that's scary. Go
ahead. Kevin says Obama helped all our enemies. He's 100% right. 100%. Whoops.
Well, they all have. They all have. Bush did it. Cheney did it. All of them. Everybody. Fucking Clinton's did it. Doesn't matter.
We helped
everybody but us.
Yeah. Well, we funded, I mean, with the Iraq-Iran war that was going on. I mean, we gave how much? We sold weapons to both sides. We made money on that. And then that was also before Bin Laden was a terrorist, that he was a freedom fighter. He's a freedom fighter. So, like, he was all, we were helping him. And then now, look, I mean, well, he's dead now, but not without some irreparable damage to us. So,
Budfucker says the IDF needs to dip their bullets in spam before firing. Oh, no.
Well, on all the sides, no, nobody over there believes in pork.
Nobody over there. It's okay. More bacon for us.
Yeah. So, just throw bacon. Everybody will run away.
Right. So Lindsey Graham came out of the closet just long enough to yell, I think we should go to war with Iran, and then jump right back in the closet again.
Yep.
I'm like, Jesus, with this guy. He wanted this. Yeah. He's another one that needs to go. He's another warmonger.
Well, he's always had a hard on for anybody from the Middle East. He's always, like, every campaign he's ever run, anytime he's ever on TV, dude, they could be talking about fucking having McDonald's, and he'll bring up how much he hates the Middle East.
Well, it's funny you say that, because Lindsey Graham, I think he falls into this group here, Queers for Palestine, which kind of is like cows for McDonald's.
Jews for bacon. You know?
Yeah, Jews for bacon, Queers for Palestine, cows for McDonald's. It's all the same thing. How can you be for a lifestyle of people that'll throw you off a fucking roof?
Bunker
Are they
dwellers
in Palestine
for Eric
holding
Zane.
That sign?
It's Bunker Dwellers for Eric Zane. What's that? I'm sorry.
Are they holding that sign in Palestine, or are they?
I don't know where they're holding.
Of course not. Of course not.
They're in New York. They're probably in like NYU or something.
Right.
You know. Well, that's welcome to America, where you can have those views. Because if you did them back home.
No.
Now some people are losing their jobs over this. I don't know if do you know who Mia Khalifa is?
I saw this article.
She wasn't. Isn't she married? Isn't she like a porn star and was married to Wiz Khalifa or some shit? I don't know.
I don't think she was married to Wiz Khalifa. I know she was a porn star, but she was She worked with Playboy, and then she said, "Hey, listen, can you take and turn your phones to from portrait to landscape so we can actually see these videos better?" You know how like I complain about the video. So she said that. And Playboy said, "Dear creator community, we are writing today to let you know our decision to terminate Playboy's relationship with Mia Khalifa, including deleting Mia's Playboy channel on our creator platform. Over the past 3 days, Mia has made disgusting and reprehensible comments celebrating Hamas's attack on Israel and the murder of innocent men, women, and children. At Playboy, we encourage free expression and a constructive political debate, but we have zero tolerance for hate speech. We expect Mia to understand that her words and actions have consequences. We include the letter we share with Mia below."
Good.
Now, here's my problem. There's no such thing as hate speech. There's speech, and there's speech that you hate. All right? That's it. That is it. Now, is there the letter below? I don't know that. But yeah, she's lost a lot of money, and I don't know where she's going to. And again, if they came here and took over, they would kill her because of her lifestyle and the way that she and the porno.
Never mind, she's a woman,
right?
She's already like strike one right there.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't that kind of lead into another issue that we may or may not face with the immigration problem in this country? Is there's I mean, I saw a video today. I didn't verify it, but it looked like a kind of like Border Patrol guy hanging out there. And there were some guys from that particular region of the world. And they had, you know, videos on their phones of the horrible things that Hamas did. And they were laughing at it. And they're here in this country, you know.
Well, I mean, after this happened in New York City and cities around the world, and in Sydney, Australia, they went to the, what's the opera house there? And they're yelling, kill the Jews, fuck the Jews, kill the Jews.
I thought they were yelling, burn the Jews.
Burn the Jews, kill the Jews.
How is that not hate speech?
I mean, yeah. And the same thing that all this is going on. And you know the Jewish population in New York City? And they're having these, and in every city, it was in San Francisco, it was in New York. I don't know if it was in Philadelphia.
So these people do it. It's totally cool. Kanye West does it, and he's an asshole.
Pretty much.
He's crazy.
I don't think that it's cool. I don't think it's cool at all. In other words, if you're cheering
Did you hear anybody on the news like bashing these people?
I have seen reports where they're saying, yeah, this is disgusting, and I've seen this. Now, over at Harvard Law, I think it's Harvard Law.
Yep.
They came out and they said they had a letter attacking Israel, and some CEO said, you know what? You're not getting a job with us. So now these guys are backtracking.
Yeah, put your Harvard, names on it. Yep.
Yeah. Several
Identify students every are, one of them. Yep.
Yeah.
I have something to share about that as well when you're done.
Well, go ahead.
Well, there was an NYU law student, NYU, who lost their job. They were a summer intern, and her name was Rhina Workman, and she published a statement in the school newspaper that was circulated out stating, unquote, unwavering and absolute solidarity with Palestinians and their resistance against oppression towards liberation and self-determination. And then the Bar Association, let me see here, a law firm that had offered her a job said, no, thanks. They rescinded their offer. So they said, we've rescinded your offer of employment. And they absolutely, I would think that Winston and Strawn, if anybody ever needs to do business, go there, because they kicked this chick out. So they pulled her job. So
I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't know how I feel about it. It's hard. What? Free speech is hard. This is how she feels, and she said that she should be fired for it. I don't think she should.
Well, she never really got the job. So
okay. As horrific as it sounds, as horrific as what she said sounds, I don't believe she should be fired for it. I don't. So let me get back to the story. A flurry of Harvard University students and groups are desperately trying to backtrack on their support of a letter blaming Israel for the mass slaughter of its own people. How are they responsible? You can say that they were during their religious holiday, that they didn't have enough people, because this happened 50 years ago. They didn't have enough people in a readiness state if they were attacked. You can say that. I get that part of it. Four of the initial 34 student organizations attached to the inflammatory statement have already withdrawn their support. Oh, sorry, you guys are upset. Never mind. And here's the thing. Remember, you can't apologize. You said it. You own it. You can never take it back.
Well, this is such a hot button issue that it's highly emotional. And it's I mean, just the images you see, and not think about what you haven't seen. Okay. So with that, to go out and to say that, you know, well, it's Israel's fault, you know, and, you know, stand behind Palestine as they slaughter babies and do terrible, unspeakable acts. Yeah, you got to own that. If you're going to put your name on that, then own it, you know, but nobody has to hire you either. If they don't want you to represent like that chick from Playboy, that, you know, you don't represent our brand.
I get it.
That type of attitude. And you know what? They have to, they market porn to everybody, you know?
Right.
And I'm sure there were people interested in her flair, her appearance, but you know what? Is the juice worth the squeeze on that?
Listen,
no, cut it loose. Bye.
I'm sure Hamas.
Well, they can hire her.
They I'm sure Hamas watches their share of porn.
Oh, I'm sure.
A third letter from nearly 160 faculty member also ripped Harvard's response to the scandal, writing that it can be seen as nothing less than condoning the mass murder of civilians based on only their nationality. Other groups supporting the initial letter, which held the Israeli regime entirely responsible for the unfolding violence, quit while distancing themselves from any involvement.
Bud Vogler says it's also not porn, it's artistic nudity.
Okay, I'll go with that. it is horrible. I don't know how we're going to get out of it. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
And
I have a feeling the worst hasn't happened.
No, I agree. The worst has not happened yet. I mean, if you go to
Bob weighs in with saying their version of porn is watching goats eat grass.
You think so?
You sure it's grass?
Yeah. I think their version of porn is where they're wearing big boots and they put the goat's feet in the boots so they can't get away. That's what I think their version of porn is.
Poor goats.
Alrighty.
Ew.
I don't know what else to say.
I do.
Beat that enough? Go ahead.
Well, you can voice where you stand on this shit by going to boomerbunker.locals.com/support/promo/donut.
No, no, donuts. No, the donut was only good for 30 days. I just realized that when I went in there.
All right. Not donuts, so anyway, no go to donut. Fucking boomerbunker.locals. All right, .com, and voice your opinion. If you're pro-terrorist, then fucking put $5 in the hat. If you're pro-Israel,
pro-terrorist,
put 10 in the hat.
Please, you know, if you're watching this over on Rumble, you can also subscribe to us on Rumble, and you can also throw us some Rumble bucks, but I haven't seen anybody do that yet. I'm trying to see how many people are over there watching us on Rumble.
I think there were six or something before.
Let me see. Five. Or I watch this over in Rumble. Hey,
we're all here playing on.
I got to tell you, Steel Toe, the morning show, went to Kick, and you need 75 followers to get in the affiliate program. We're at like 28. He was there 2 hours, and he had over 75. I'm like, God damn.
So what happens when you pay for subscribers?
Bob, I don't believe in any of that.
I'm kidding, John. Kidding.
I know. I don't think he did that.
I'll just have to do some more networking.
This story kind of went away. I want to get back into it. New York subway passenger hid, prayed during Jordan Neely's insane threatening rants before deadly chokehold, court documents. So now they're going through discovery. Passengers who were on the subway car when the homeless man Jordan Neely launched into his
This is the Michael Jackson impersonator, right?
Right.
Correct.
That the Marine choked out.
Right. Yes. Into his maniacal rant, describing his words as insanely threatening, and said they hid and prayed until ex-Marine Daniel Perry stepped in, placed him in a chokehold. According to a new filing seeking to dismiss the criminal case, lawyers for Penny, the young former Marine accused of killing Neely during the May 1st struggle, also wrote in their motion that the medical examiner who testified to the grand jury never gave any evidence that Neely had died from asphyxiation due to the choke. Whatever. Due to choking him.
It's the Air and Space Museum.
The Air and Space Museum. The asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation.
The fact that the medical examiner did not testify that he did, in fact, die from asphyxiation can only be explained by the lack of evidence to support such a conclusion. So I want to see this guy get off, but I have a feeling that the press is leaving him behind.
Well, this got dropped. I feel like it's, it wasn't the topic of discussion. So unfortunately, that photo does not help, you know, with that. The photo of him, like the guy conked out. But what I think what I took away from this article when I found it was that not many of the witnesses have really been spoken to. And I think that's very important because when I scrolled down and read some of the comments and things like that, and then people who have been on the subway on a regular basis, like a mom and a child hiding behind her son's stroller who was like making lunging movements at them. People who have ridden the subway for years who were scared. People were praying. And there was a retiree who had been riding the subway for more than 3 decades, told the grand jury she had never been more scared. Because I've encountered many things, but nothing that put fear into me like that. That's very important. That kind of information needs to come out. It's not like this guy just was acting the fool and Neely jumped up and strangled him. That wasn't it. That no one was doing anything because they were paralyzed. They were terrified by this guy. And the problem is when you have someone with mental illness who's acting out, you know, I don't know if he had drugs in his system, you know, add all that together. That is terrifying. You don't have to be big or have a weapon. It's just when you're mentally ill, that's what it is. You see him, you know, on the streets and stuff. And I used to see people like that. It is very scary. And, you know, when you realize if you're not very tall or you're not, you don't have size or something to back you, you know, this guy jumped in. He's 24 and he saved people. And it was an unfortunate that the
that if this died. Was a white guy that died, we wouldn't be talking about this is all about race,
you know. And the comments on the article, of course, are brutal. But yeah, everybody's like, this is why I don't ride the subway. That's why.
Well,
they called him a hero.
Yeah, the one witness said that he came into the car and said someone's going to die today, and he's ready to go to Rikers. Said he was insanely threatening and delivering with a sickening and satanic bent. The witness believed that he was going to die as Neely began approaching him.
Yeah.
He described the moment as absolutely traumatizing beyond anything he has ever experienced in the 6 years of riding the subway.
Yep.
And then they got pictures of this of where, you know, he's basically.
They always do that. Every time this shit happens, they go find the most innocent thing where he's helping old ladies across the fucking street. Yeah. And they don't pull the photos of him with guns and money in his hands.
Yeah. They have one photo. It says he was allegedly threatening subway riders. Everybody said he was threatening them. He was wasn't just like, you know, I'm going to get you. He was aggressively going after people.
So in my opinion, this is where the city, the police department, they do not want the public to take law into their own hands. So what they will do is they will take a man like this and they will make an example out of him. So the next time some crazy motherfucker gets up on the subway and starts doing this crazy shit like this, people will just sit on their hands and then somebody will get hurt and then it'll be, oh, well, it's, you know, it's a shame. As soon as this guy came in, he should not be being tried. He should be getting a key to the city and accommodation and a free steak dinner at one of the best steak restaurants in New York City.
Exactly. Well, James Synthetic said this guy deserves the key to the city.
Yeah.
Well, this guy that died, like, it's not like this was his first offense, first outburst, first problem. Like, they've had this guy in custody dozens of fucking times. Yes. And they keep letting him out because they're like, oh, well, we don't have a program to treat these, you know.
Well, they do, but they can't make him stay in it. They can't make him stay in it.
No.
You know, the guy, if it was like a day program, the guy just leave.
So you know. If I was that Daniel Perry guy, I would sue the fucking government for not handling that their shit and putting me in a position where I had to do this.
Well, and that's what Daniel Penny had said. He did not mean to kill him. It's a terrible. I'm sure he never meant to do that. And he says, but he felt he had to step in for the safety of the other passengers. That's a fucking hero, like someone who put his other people in front of him. Like he said, I'm going to help these people, and he tried. Because nobody was able to do anything because they were just so scared.
He was a Marine, and that's what Marines do. They don't run from danger; they run to danger.
That's right.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And this is the pay. And this is the repayment he gets for his service, and for doing a heroic deed that day. I know that they had a GoFundMe for his legal fund, and it went way over what it was supposed to be. So hopefully that will work in his favor.
That's at what, like over $3 million?
But I mean, look at
GoFundMe didn't put it. He had to put it somewhere else, right? Because GoFundMe wouldn't.
No, I think they did.
On GoFundMe, okay.
Yeah, I think they did. What was the guy's name that kneeled on George Floyd's neck?
Derek Chauvin.
Yeah. Derek Chauvin.
The knee of
Derek Chauvin. Yeah, they railroaded him. There's no way you can prove.
And the other three cops that were there too.
Yeah, they got it too. They're all in jail over this. And then what did Black Lives Matter do after that? They went in there and they burnt that fucking city down.
Among others, yes.
Yeah. And if went out, and then so then they had somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse that was out there and tried to defend them from burning the city down.
Yeah,
he got attacked.
Yep.
He shot and killed. Well, he shot, killed two, and then shot the other guy. And now the other guy's got to use his other hand to wipe his ass. And then he had to go through all kinds of hell. And thank God he got, he was proven innocent.
Well, we've got an interesting one here. Now I don't have an article for it. This has happened over the last couple of weeks in a town that's kind of a neighboring town. It's called Decatur. A guy
Decatur,
yeah, Decatur. I call it decayed turd because when you drive through there, that's what it looks like to me—a fucking decayed turd. But anyway, I digress. So this guy was having his car repossessed by a tow truck. He comes out, and the, for some reason the cops were called, and the cops said that he's got a gun, and they shot him and killed him in his own front yard. Okay. Now, fast forward. After about a week, some, you know, protests, whatever. Turns out the tow truck driver, comes out that the tow truck driver is at the wrong house.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Hold on. Then it comes out that the guy didn't have a gun. He had a flashlight.
Oh, no.
So this, you know, it's a lot of a fucking up going on.
Yeah. See,
you know, cops are either not doing anything where to where guys like this, you know, Daniel Perry Penny, whatever the fuck his name is, has to take action. Yeah. Or you have shit like this, where this guy was he was like, why are you taking my car? Why take my wrong house?
What do you think would happen if all of a sudden something pops off in New York City on Friday from the, you know, from...
You're talking about the jihad stuff?
The jihad stuff. What do you think would happen there? You think the police would come running there to protect them, or you think that they would kind of wait around and just kind of sweep up the bodies? Do you think that they would activate the National Guard or have some kind of military response to have law and order restored?
Well,
or
I would hope...
they would just let them...
I would hope that every... Yeah, every governor, you know, major metropolis type of, you know, leader has already kind of made those calls to have everybody on somewhat of a standby, because with the climate, with the terrorism climate and everything going on, and everybody and it being so polarized, it's why not be prepared? What is it going to hurt to be prepared and have the National Guard in each state where there may be, you know, trouble? But I mean, I saw today, you know, Dearborn, Michigan, at some, I don't know, it was like amphitheater or something of that sort. And they were waving those Palestinian flags pretty hardcore, man. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of a call to jihad that was at least taken up by certain groups, maybe not all of them.
I'm sure there'll be something out there. But now, I mean, usually, I mean, it's odd that they're like, all right, everybody, gather up on Friday at 10 o'clock. I mean, that's weird. So, but.
Okay. Is this 10 o'clock Eastern or?
It's Bob. Like, is that Eastern?
Jihad time.
Jihad time.
Again, I'll go with, like, say, if anything pops off in New York City, mm-hmm. You're not allowed to carry guns in New York City. Maybe so it's not a perfect environment for somebody for this to happen.
Well, that doesn't mean they don't, but
you won't see this. You won't see this happen down in Alabama or somewhere where you have the right to carry. No. You won't see this happening in Florida.
It's not going to happen here.
They'll just, you know, they'll be met with, you know,
because citizen resistance. You know, I read the calls on, you know, Twitter or X, whatever, everybody's saying, stay home. Don't go, you know, don't go out on Friday, blah, 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 all this shit. Dude, I got to work on Friday and I'm going to be working downtown in a fucking, you know, big ass building. I don't care. Bring it. You know what? My number's up. My number's up. But I don't think it's going to happen here. But right. You get my point.
I prefer it doesn't happen. I want to hang on to my number.
Hey, Heavy Fisted has something there for you, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Remember Ray King, a beloved janitor, being killed by a Madison Sheriff Department just a few months ago when they went to the wrong house? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not, like, this happens all the time here. It's sad, and I don't. I just wish they weren't so quick to fucking pull out the guns, man. This guy was holding a flashlight.
Can we have ID?
So, Budbugger 78 says the nerds at the Javits Center better keep looking over their shoulders. I agree. I mean,
it's a big building.
Well, I'm sure, you know, New York, I'm sure has, you know, there's blocks that are just, you know, Jewish, and I'm sure that they're on guard. Yeah. You know, everybody.
Well, I'm sure the neighborhoods are being, you know, like up in Washington Heights and things like that. People are
tense,
keeping an eye. Yeah, I mean, it's tense on a regular day.
Well, so look at Michigan. There's more Muslims up in
Dearborn.
I just said. Yeah, I seen that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about New York.
No, it was a movie theater up in, like, in Dearborn. I seen today there was a video it was packed and it was a bunch of, you know, Palestinian flags waving.
Well,
I think those areas need to have the National Guard, you know, ready to go. You know, have your uniform out. Maybe don't put it on yet, but have it out because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I think a lot of them are already alerted. It's just, especially after what happened Saturday.
I hope.
They
I don't trust any. I don't trust any. I don't trust this government as far as I could throw me. I don't trust this government. I don't trust any of them. Not why are they letting all these people come? All these young males come across, thousands. Flood across the bay. We have no idea where they're from, what they're here for.
Part of a UN, UN agreement.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they even know where they are. They did an interview. One guy was from he was from Sudan. One guy was from Iraq. Mm-hmm. One guy was from
where are you going? Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah, that's all they did. They picked these random cities.
Florida.
Yep. Yep.
Florida.
I think that's probably. It was.
Yeah, they're doing it in Italy. Their boatloads of them are coming across, and they're landing in Italy. There's just
Italy's tossing them out, though, aren't they? Italy's like goodbye.
Who's not taking any? Poland. And they're like, yeah, yep. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Poland,
they're outward about it. They're like, hey, we're not taking anybody.
Don't bother.
They got water cannons. And as they're trying to come across the border, they're spraying them back.
Yeah, they want to. They're bitching now, saying you. They're like trying to take the government to court or something about not being able to use water cannons. It's like,
well, Poland gives them no fucks. And everybody laughs about Poland, but I'm like, they're like, nope.
Yep.
None of your bullshit here.
I mean,
I would have thought Poland would be the smart ones.
Very well done, Bud Booger.
I got to be honest with you. If Trump ends up running, I think that he will win just on the fact if he just keeps pounding this one statement. When I'm president, the first day, I will shut down the border and I will have I will round up all these illegals that come across here and deport them. It'll be one of the biggest. They will all be sent back. If he just does that, I think that people will be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm voting for Trump.
Imagine the fucking logistics of that alone. Just rounding up all these fucking people.
Yeah, I understand.
Going around tossing people in. That's
kind of
scary.
It's like, okay, cut them loose. Here we go. And just start, loading them up.
Get a catapult at the wall and just ready.
What's your name? Get in the van. Yeah, no.
What you mean? Armando. Get in the van.
Get in the van.
I mean Anthony. Yeah, get in the van.
I meant Skippy. My name's Skippy.
I don't advocate
throwing people. So we have now. Listen, I've been accused of only putting out people of color crime, and that's not true. I'm against all crime. Whether it's white crime, black crime, doesn't matter. We have a, this is a police station.
That's the sound of an original 1981.
And this isn't working at all. All right,
let's try this. This again. Looks like a commercial.
Let's try it again.
Oh, grandma looks pissed.
Shitballs.
Here she comes. She's banging.
Write me a fucking ticket, will you? Come on, open the door. I see you back there, you friggin'
pussy.
That's
a gun, right?
That's a gun. Why aren't, it's like the movie Full Metal Jacket. Why aren't you stamping her guts out?
Come on, damn it. I know you're in there.
Right. She's banging on here. Look, banging on the gun. Back to the other one. And this is all bulletproof glass. Thank God.
The cops have been like, what is the fuck?
She's going to go bang through here.
Well, this is a
shot.
Did she just shoot that?
She just shot that because you can see
you see the dust?
Watch. Here we go. Wait a minute. I got to take the safety off. Whoop. There's one.
Oh.
Shoot again.
Is she trying to die?
I would say
what's nuts is from what the article says, there's nobody there. The building was empty for some reason.
Okay. She's got a cigarette in her hand. Still, this is in a
good idea.
Now she's smoking inside. I mean, that's super illegal.
This is in Connecticut.
Oh yeah.
So she's like, you know what? I'm getting a little hot in here. Let me take my jacket off. Hold on.
I need to let the crazy out a little more.
Bristol Police Department on October 5th.
Connecticut picks up the gun again.
Oh my God.
Then all of a sudden she just sits down. Here we go. Now, I'm wondering, because I didn't scrub ahead. Let's see if I can scrub ahead a little bit here. She's still sitting there with the gun.
Just chilling out.
There's a gun. She shot again.
What is she shooting from there? Oh, did she put a ball?
The door.
She shot the door. She's not the very best of shot.
Well, it's bulletproof glass too, though. So
right. Now all of a sudden, I think she got somebody's attention.
I think she's drunk.
Oh, she's got.
She's impaired for sure.
Right. She doesn't have the gun anymore.
How dare you confiscate my meth?
My hair. Make myself presentable for all these.
I was gonna smoke that meth later, and you took it.
So
she looks a little upset.
Here comes the cops. Cops are coming out. Now she's banging. She doesn't have the gun anymore.
She doesn't even see them.
Uh-oh. They had to put their clothes back on.
Hey, we found you.
Oh, they're all back there. Taser.
I wish they showed the taser.
Now, why do they tase her, right? But the dude with a flashlight gets shot.
That's the sound.
Okay. I don't know. But
well, go down on the article. Lauren
really wants to.
It just says that a woman identified as 50-year-old Susanna LaPrize went to the lobby of the North Main Street and opened fire on the bulletproof office windows, according to the inspector general's office. She also banged on the windows with her handgun. The lobby was unoccupied at the time. The office said that she fired multiple rounds into the window. The rounds did not penetrate them. The officers tried to talk to her during the time she fired additional rounds in the directions of the officer. Officer Spencer, whatever his name is, returned fire, shot two rounds. No one was hit. They better go back to training. When LaPrize set the handgun down, the officers entered the lobby, used a taser on her. She was taken into custody at that point. She was taken to the hospital for evaluation. Later, released back into the custody of the police department. Incident happened almost a year after two Bristol police officers were killed in an ambush. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but she was pissed about something.
Bud Vugger says, women in their periods. Hilarious.
She's 51. She's 51.
She's 51?
That's an exclamation point.
She looks rough.
I don't know.
Well, you don't count. You like crazy women. That's a problem for you.
Well, and wait a minute.
All I'm not saying
spicy. You could stand with saying,
She doesn't look like she's in her 30s. I'll tell you that.
She definitely does not.
Find me a woman that ain't crazy, and I'll find you a trans person.
Okay.
All women are fucking crazy, period. The end.
Alrighty.
Have you talked to yourself lately?
I'm normal. Everybody else is fucked up.
Did you hear this story? Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith have been secretly separated since 2006.
Shocking.
And now she's writing a book, Worthy, by Jada Pinkett Smith. And now I'm going to go tell my story.
Oh, my God. I want to share my story.
There are so many surprising things in the book, but the thing that surprised me the most, that I actually had to reread it because I said, is this...
She's hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened to that hair that she couldn't grow?
Didn't she have alopecia?
She broke up with Al. Alopecia.
Oh. Alopecia. I guess that stuff that she's been rubbing on there, whatever it's been, is starting to grow it back.
Yeah, maybe she got one of those Capellas caps.
Is that in 2016, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Yes.
It was not a divorce on paper,
right?
But it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now,
yes,
y'all have been apart.
All right.
Yeah.
How long? All right. So now this was like a couple months after they had separated. She was on another TV show.
Is that Queen Latifah?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a Queen Latifah.
Don't hate her.
You guys been together?
23 years.
Wow. That's amazing. How do you keep it hot?
We all fuck each other. We fuck other people.
I fuck my kids, my son's friends.
My son's friends. And Will plows a bunch of starlets. So, you know, that's how it works. It's just a business arrangement. You know, we have there's a lot of money here. You think I'm going to walk away with nothing? He can go fuck whoever he wants. I'll fuck whoever I want. And, you know, we'll just show up and we'll just play Mr. and Mrs. Will Smith.
How pissed is Chris Rock right now? You fuck.
Keep your neck. Yeah, he wants to pop a cap in Will's ass right now.
How do I keep it hot? You know... maybe I don't know.
Because she doesn't answer.
Really, really.
Yeah, right.
Over the next several years, Jada and Will kept up the appearance of a committed married couple.
They even faced a scandal when Jada had what she called an entanglement with a family friend. Neither let the public know they had already split.
So I guess my question is, I feel like you're a straight talker.
I am.
Except you're not sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm a liar. I'm
she
a
goes,
straight
I am,
talker.
But I'm not.
But I'm not.
She just yeah. Shut up.
Sure. Whatever. Whatever gets me out of this interview.
Well, she. This is a new book. She's book. Gotta. She's gotta sell this book.
Yeah.
So tell all. Why do that? Like, what was the reason?
I think just not being ready yet. Still.
I'm not a good actress. I'm not getting any work, and I wasn't ready to be poor yet.
Can the writers strike? Nobody's throwing her any kind of work.
Right. That's. When was the last time you saw her in anything?
She doesn't play leads, but she has bit parts and shit. I've seen her in a couple movies.
Really?
Although not recently.
Still trying to figure out between the two of us how to be in partnership, right? And in regards to how do we present that to people, you know? And we hadn't figured that out.
During our walk in Baltimore, Jada reflected on their breakup. Why did the relationship fracture?
Oh, why it fractured? That's a lot of things.
I'm sure Will was banging starlets left and right.
Because the Fresh Prince ain't so fresh no more.
Right. I'm sure that there was infidelity going on, probably on both sides. You know, there's fighting. And they were staying together for the kids or whatever. And now she wants to write a book. She wants to make some money. And now she's going to air out all this dirty laundry.
By the time we got to 2016, we were just exhausted with trying. I think we were both kind of still stuck in our fantasy of what we thought the other person should be.
Oh.
Jada says she considered a legal divorce, but could never go through with it.
I made a promise that there will never be a reason for us to get a divorce. We will work through whatever. And I just haven't been able to break that promise.
Because she doesn't want to give up the money.
But you still live. Separately.
We live separately.
Yeah.
Well, Jada is worth $50 million, so I don't know how much
how
she's going to make off this book.
$50 million?
Okay.
Because she fucked Will Smith.
Oh, wait a minute.
Part of
how much is Will Smith? How much is Will Smith worth? Will Smith's got to be worth 100.
I'll Google
Hold
it.
On. Wait, let's try something.
Oh, good here. Luck. Okay.
Alexa, how much is Will Smith worth?
$350
worth an estimated $350 million dollars.
$350 million.
Right.
$350 million.
Still, how much is she going to make off this book?
Well, he's making money off of fucking like Fresh Prince and shit like that.
$350 million.
Still makes
million
money off
dollars.
Of Parents Just Don't Understand. Yeah. I mean, from 1988.
Jesus.
Well, he's been around for long. He's been acting for like 30 plus years.
35 years.
I get it. I'm just saying. God,
he's not that good.
Damn.
That's a lot of money.
God. $350 million.
Sick.
If you had that kind of cash, right, wouldn't you just pay your, you know, quote unquote, wife, here, bitch, here's $10 million. Stay the
10?
Fuck out of the limelight.
Fuck. I would just say, okay, just here, you know what? Here's a
arbitrary amount.
Here's $150 million. Kick rocks. I still I got 200. I still got $200 million.
Yeah,
that I can
give her $100 million.
Yeah, here's $150 million. Go kick rocks. Go fuck whoever you want to fuck.
Yeah.
$350 million.
That's
Jesus nuts. God. Every morning I have to get up and pinch myself. I would get up. I would take my phone and I would look. I would say, Alexa, how much is Will Smith worth?
Will Smith is worth an estimated $350 million.
That's what I would do every morning.
Sure
I would get up. Holy shit.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. $350 million.
I'm actually trying to see what her latest movie was. Oh, she's in The Matrix. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Medic said that.
Yeah.
I just don't recall. She's not memorable to me. At all.
No. Well, her band sucked too. All the
she
bands
was in
that
a band?
Had. We played the videos on our early episodes of The Bunker Man.
Maybe.
Back around the slap. So
okay.
Yeah, it was like wannabe hardcore, you know, metal stuff, and it was terrible.
So the state of Utah is suing TikTok? What's that about, Bob? I have the article here if you want me to bring it up.
Yeah, you can bring it up. I have it here so I can read it.
All righty, here we go.
So it says Utah sued TikTok on Tuesday, saying it knowingly uses technology to keep children engaged with material that is often harmful. Quote, the harms to children need to stop, Governor Spencer Cox,
Cox
said as he announced the suit at a news conference. The consumer protection lawsuit filed in Salt Lake City State Court says TikTok uses technology that aims to keep children on the app despite known mental health harms that correlate to time spent engaging with social media.
Hey, listen, I'm one of those people. I'll sit there and scroll for hours watching TikToks. Hours.
See, like, my algorithm has turned to dog shit in the last week or so because it's like about out of every 10 TikToks, about 8 of those are ads.
Oh, really?
It's terrible right now. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know. Maybe mine is too. Oh, my God. My back's killing me. I'm sorry. I keep moving around.
Yeah, it's way off. My algorithm's way off right now, so I'm not getting the good stuff. That's why I don't have as many cool things to bring in here.
Yeah, so TikTok. It's too much of a time suck. I'm on a lot of social, so for me to like recognize, I'm like, right, I should probably take a break.
You hang out in the word association.
I do.
Channel. Okay, so don't give me time suck.
I wasn't putting up the bad stuff.
Every social media that I see, she's on. She's on Twitter. She's in the Discord answering everybody. If there is something that pops up, she's in there answering it.
It's on my desk. I get the chirp.
In the bunker dweller.
I sit at my desk all day.
I understand. I sit here too.
Right. So you might as well
answer. Maybe you get a little further up on the ratings, buddy.
Yeah. I can't even catch you.
Catch up to me. So in the article, the company rejects Utah's allegations. TikTok has industry-leading safeguards for young people, including an automatic 60-minute time limit for users under 18 and parental controls for teen accounts. We will continue to work to keep our community safe by tracking industry-wide challenges. Sorry, tackle.
Yeah, that's from the company CEO, Suzy Chu. So be too low.
God bless you.
Something Wong.
God.
At the time, TikTok has reached 150 active U.S. users. I can't believe there's not more people on it. 150 U.S. users. Nearly half of the population. Million. Its ad revenue last year was $10 billion, according to the suit. This is why they want to get rid of TikTok. It's because it's eating everybody else's lunch.
Because the advertising dollars are no longer going to Facebook and X and other social media platforms. It's going to TikTok. And Amazon must be a large part of that because a lot of the ads I get are crap from Amazon with a link to it. It's like I don't need a mandolin slicer. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, the so Threads, that's Facebook's answer to Twitter, it's horrible. Yeah,
exactly.
And
I'm not on that one.
There's a couple other ones that are coming out that they want it to be Twitter before Elon had it. And so that they could be, so it can be censored from the right side of, or from the, I guess, conservative side. They want it to go back to where it's just an echo chamber. So I don't know. I kind of like the way Twitter is right now. You can go in there. You can listen to people. You can watch them get fired from Playboy for spouting off about certain things. But they seem to allow people, like I have not yet got a timeout, which I'm shocked because I sometimes get a little.
Well, the last 3 days I've opened it trying to find something interesting to bring here, and it's all been the freaking Israel thing. Every bit of it, everything. I just close it. I'm done. I give up. I don't care.
Right.
I don't. There's nothing I can do about it. So.
All right. So I have to address this now because there's been a seems to be some kind of controversy in our Discord server.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Who renames files? I just look for hours like a real man. And then Dick Smacklemore says, Bob has OCD. I'm guessing he goes like this. He finds it. He downloads it. He renames the file. He shares it. He deletes it. He empties the trash if his device has it. And then he eats a plain hamburger. Then he salts his fries. Then he counts the grains of salt and adds more salt if needed.
Sure, that's totally how it happens.
Might be close.
Well, is that just a screenshot?
Yeah, it's just
I was going to say, why don't you go up to what I actually found? And
I didn't do it because bring it in here because I just want people to go to our Discord because that's the kind of stuff that we do.
Yeah.
Discord.
What it was is I had you know, right clicked on the meme and I like saved it and it was on my new MacBook and it's kept real nice and neat and clean, so I didn't want to gave it a quick name because the name was like a bunch of alphanumeric shit that was a mile long and I didn't want that. So
that's what I do when I right click save. I'm like, save, I don't care.
Yeah, they weren't wrong.
No, they were not.
Said, who renames files? Fucking everybody. Who doesn't? What kind of a psychopath doesn't rename a file?
It depends. It depends on the file.
Got a crazy name.
So
delete them so it doesn't keep them.
When do you think that stores are finally going to start to fight back against shoplifting? Because now that it is just open season,
here never quit. Like you go ahead, walk into any store here, Walmart, Target, whatever, they're gonna hit you on your way out. Like they're gonna knock you out on your way out. They don't fucking play here, but they're allowed to do that. It's in
there's no policy to not to, you know,
right? Well, here they're allowed to apprehend. I mean, they're allowed to do stuff
in the Walmarts. So I thought this was a company-wide policy that they would not apprehend people to go outside. Well,
they may present it, they may present that. Because they, you know, it's optics. Mm. On like a national scale, they may present, you know, Target doesn't blah, 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 but they do. They do.
Really? Because I see people, employees that are getting fired for trying to stop people from shoplifting.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I'm not in Huntsville, Alabama. You're not.
Mm-hmm. And then they bitch because they're losing billions of dollars in shrinkage. I don't, again, when I was in my mid-30s, they had, they had like security officers in there.
Yeah, like the plain clothes.
And cuff you. They would cuff you. Mm-hmm. They would take you back into the office, and then they would call the police, and the police would come in and arrest, and they would press charges, and they would show up in court, and they would prosecute. Like they would show up with a lawyer, and they would prosecute these people. And they would try to get the book thrown at them, and that deterred people from shoplifting.
I used to
not
work
anymore.
I used to work at a JCPenney's, and you knew who the loss prevention officers were, and I on many occasions watched them run down the main aisle chasing people. Like it was, and they would catch them and they'd drag them back. You know, yay, early 90s, you know.
Oh, I was a bag boy at the grocery store a long time ago. And there's a dude who had packed his coat just full of meat from the fucking meat department. And he was running for the door. And I heard, you know, they had all the big, you know, muscular cashiers and stock guys were going through the store as a team and doing hand signals and that kind of stuff. And this dude just came running. Well, I was over there, you know, acting like I was bringing in some buggies. And he came by me and I just tripped him. And his head went into the fucking glass door and he knocked himself out and busted the glass. But oh whoops.
Whoops a daisy.
You should watch where you're going, buddy. And then I went back to bagging groceries and I let them clean it up.
And they put all the meat back. All the meat goes in his pants and whatever.
Well, it was evidence, but yeah.
they used to have in the stores, they had all these like little, I used to call them deer stands. Where you could go in and you'd climb up in the middle of the store and it had like the two-way mirrors that you could go and watch people.
Oh, yeah. They had it by our stock room. So,
yeah. Ours had the second floor office that was over the front desk. that had the two-way mirrors that overlooked over all the aisles. But that was way before all the camera stuff. You know, now everything's cameras.
Yeah.
But you ever go down like Home Depot? You go down like the tool aisle.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And they have monitors right there with the camera hanging, and it's just
it's like right in your face. Sign,
and it says, yeah. "Boop, you're being recorded, fucker. Go ahead, try to take that drill." It's like, all right.
Yeah, Bud Boger says, "I thought the Walmart in Trenton got looted, but that's how it always looks."
Lisa says that what just happened? Somebody hit it the same time I did.
Nope.
I chased people down, followed them in my car, took back my Reeboks with straps. Oh, is that a song? What am I doing here? What am I not missing? Is that actually a?
Oh, that's a
lyric. I mean, back in the day, you know, you had to have those black Reeboks with the Velcro on the top, like laces, but Velcro on the very top, like the high top.
I love those.
I thought they were diabetes shoes.
No, that's what you wore back in the day.
No, the Reeboks from the '80s.
They kind of looked like a aerobic shoe mixed with like a basketball shoe. They had great ankle support. I wore them when I was young.
I don't remember.
That's because you couldn't afford Reeboks. You didn't have that elevator money yet.
Yes, I wanted them so badly.
I could afford it.
You couldn't afford them.
I was playing.
All righty. Anything else, Bob?
Trying to think. No.
Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
I told you, man, this fucking news cycle blows, dude.
That's so
one-sided. One story. That's it.
Well, I'm glad we got a chance to get AI Bob in here, and then I have AI Duchess in here.
You have entirely too much AI Duchess.
So, all right. Entirely well, I guess we're going to be going over. Oh, I want to get that ending music, Bob, because I want to be able to put that in at the end of the show because it doesn't show up. Doesn't show up. That music. I need that. I want that. I need that.
No more AI Duchess, Dean. Says AI Duchess. You on the Discord? The
we're going to go to Discord. If you want to hear AI Duchess, come to Discord.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. Lisa said she worked for Reebok. That was the top shopping.
How about that? Gotcha.
Were you wearing Reebok when you chased him down?
Dean's already in there waiting for us.
All right, we'll be back here Monday.
What was that? Ugh.
What was that? No, I just don't want to go anywhere.
Came out wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, Duchess. Trying to get people to go to Discord, and you're like, ugh, Dean.
Ugh.
I didn't mean it that way.
And his bad internet.
How did you mean it?
Well, it was the AI Duchess thing. That's what I... Shut up, Dean.
Wow, Kate.
Jeez. All right, we'll be over at Discord. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we'll see you on Monday.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.